Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Gut Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, today's show is going to be strategies to be an organized pet owner. And unfortunately, our guest this evening, Charlotte Reed, is not available, but I am still going to provide you with tips specifically just on how you can be a more organized pet owner. And of course, I am going to be providing you with my product suggestion, my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion as well, and of course a few more additional tips and Taylor's Tip Time. But I would like to know, where do you store your pet's outer gear? Like all the outer gear, like the hats, the coats, some people have boots. Where do you store it? I would be very curious to find out. So please host it on the social media, and I'll go check it out and respond. So, just in case you did not know, the American Pet Products Association estimates that $60.59 billion will be spent on pets, and up to about 25% from 5 years from now. So that was back in 2015. And, of course, more U.S. households own dogs than any other pet, and they tend to be in the most expensive domestic animal. Basic expenses per dog are expected to reach over $1,600 per year. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with some tips on how to be the more organized and strategies to be a more organized pet owner. And the first area I wanted to talk to about paper. This is from Paw Culture, P-A-W, culture, in regard to the paperwork that really every pet owner should have on file. Number one, you should have your rabies certificate or, of course, a waiver. You should have your vaccination record. You should have your proof of ownership. You definitely should have some type of trust written up should anything happen to you, so they'll know exactly how the dog should be cared for. You definitely should need your license. Any emergency numbers that, just like we have emergency numbers, pets need emergency numbers as well. Photographs are great of the pet, as well as an emergency evacuation plan. So, again, this is paperwork. Rabies, vaccination, proof of ownership, a trust, license, emergency numbers, photographs, as well as an evacuation plan. And then some additional items that you may want to have. So would be possibly just creating a filing system, whether it's a file box, it's a folder, just to keep all of that information in so that it's readily accessible whenever you or a member of your family needs to access the information. So that's the paperwork. Now, in regards to the things, so that's the paperwork. So in regards to the things that every pet owner should have, and these are just strategies so you'll be more organized, is not, and this is from dogtime.com. A crate, a bed, a food bowl, high-quality pet food, as everybody's discretion will be different, a water bowl, a leash, an ID tag, collar, a harness, coarse poop bags, shoes, toys, a trainer clicker, treats, and car safety harness. So again, a crate, bed, a food bowl, a high-quality pet food, water bowl, a leash, ID tag, collar, harness, poop bags, shoes, toys, trainer clicker, car safety harness. So those are things that you should have for your pet. And, of course, there are several different ways that you can organize this. For example, a lot of people have that those items right near the doorway where they have hooks for the leash. They have a little storage, whether it's shelves and containers for the food, and, of course, the other supplies as well. And some additional supplies, and this is from the Family Pet Hospital, would be a first aid kit specifically for the pets, grooming supplies, household cleaning supplies, because sometimes pets make mess. So, again, first aid kit specifically for the pet, grooming supplies, and, of course, household cleaning supplies and a flea treater. So those are some things. So we talked about the paper, which is definitely necessary as a pet owner. The things that are necessary at dog.com, but I'm sure you can modify it for the cat, et cetera. And then, of course, making sure you have the first aid kit, et cetera. Now, I wanted to move on to the emergency plan because that's one of the things I'm sure as a pet owner you really don't. We always think about what we need. But, of course, when you have a pet, you also have to think about their needs. And that's like everybody within the household. Every living creature in the household has to be a part of the emergency plan, which I'm sure all of you pet owners know that. So these are some things that should be a part of your emergency plan. You should have durable leashes, harnesses, and, of course, carriers. That's number one. Number two, make sure you have additional tags. Number three, a pet blanket. Number four, food for several days. And number five, water for several days. Because we're always thinking about our food supply and our water supply. But when you have a pet in your home, make sure you incorporate their needs. Just number six, a collapsible food water bowl. Number seven, any medications, any medical supplies that you need for the care of the pet. A pet-specific first aid kit, I already mentioned that, a photo of you with your pets, not just a photo of your pets, but a photo of you with your pets. And, of course, and this just to verify ownership, too, and a thunder shirt. And that's for some pets, like specifically dogs, who loud sounds kind of frighten and scare them. So you may want to have that as well. And a non-toxic instructional care sheet. And this is from blog.cedarside.com. That's blog.cedarside.com is where I got this information from. So I'm going to read that emergency kit plan to you once again. You need durable leashes, harnesses, and definitely cages, or carriers, I should say, additional tags for verification, Number three, a pet blanket. Number four, food for several days. Five, water for several days. Six, a collapsible food/water bowl. Seven, medication, your medical supplies. Number eight, pet-specific first aid kit. Number nine, photo of you and your pets with your pets so that just verifies ownership. Number 10, a thunder shirt for the pets, especially if they're easily frightened. And number 11, non-toxic and structured care. So those are just some things. So you have your paperwork list, you have your things list, and then you have your emergency plan list. So hopefully those will help you. Those strategies will help you be a more organized pet owner moving forward. So I am going to take a very quick break, come back, then I'm going to provide you, of course, with some tips and my Taylor's Tip Time, as well as my product suggestion, app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for this week.
Hi, I'm Deanna Williams, an on-air personality at 100.3 WRNB Radio 1 Philadelphia, and a proud client of Janet Taylor and Totally Organized. Several years ago, I reached out to Janet, had her come to my home, and when I tell you that she whipped my closet and office in shape, believe me. In fact, I still use a lot of the techniques and strategies that she imparted to me to this very day. I'm very pleased to say that I have a very organized closet. Everything is in order, shoes, boots, clothes, everything color coordinated. I use the same hangers. It's a beautiful sight. In fact, I'm very proud, but I have Janet to thank for assisting me. And also, I was so impressed with her to the point where periodically she is a commentator on my Soulful Sunday show, where she shares with the audience of the Delaware Valley and the world, because we stream on the internet, her insightful tips on how to stay organized and be a more effective human being. I love Janet, and so should you.
And that was the wonderful and fabulous Deanna Williams. I love Deanna, Miss Deanna, too. So thank you so much for that awesome testimonial. So now my book selection for this week. Our sponsor, Audible.com, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com. Get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title for free and just start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized. And that's how you get started today. My audiobook selection for this week is Simply Clean. The proven method for cleaning your home, keeping your home organized, clean, and beautiful in just 10 minutes a day. That's fantastic, isn't it? And basically, this guide contains step-by-step to cleaning hard-to-clean spaces, dozens of recipes for organic, environmentally conscious cleaning supplies, and many more checklists, schedules, and habit trackers. It really is possible in just 10 minutes a day. You can create a cleaner, happier, more organized home. So, again, my audiobook selection for this month is Simply Clean, the proven method for keeping your home organized, clean, and beautiful in just 10 minutes a day. So that's my audiobook selection for this week. So be sure to check it out. And, of course, if you follow me via social media, I will post it again on my free Fridays on my social media. And that is the audiobook selection for this week. Well, for those of you who have not heard, I have a Get My Life Totally Organized private Facebook group, and it was created to help you organize your life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. Just today, I did a live Facebook to the group, and basically I just shared with them a few strategies on how I organize a specific area in my life and just to get them excited about the new declutter challenge for the week. And of course, we are also on the Organize 365 challenge, where I challenged them every single day to get rid of something. And of course, you can see some of the things I've tossed when you go to my Pinterest page, and it's the hashtag show your throw of the things that I've been discarding over the past several days. And of course, in addition to the challenge, we've got the weekly declutter focus. We have the live organizing Q&As once a week, where I come on and I'll answer their questions to their organizing challenges. And of course, there is a lot more. So go to my website at janetmcdill.com. Check it out for an investment of $1 a month. And if you decide to continue to join us, it is $7 a month to have access to an organizer that has over 20 years of experience. Well, it is Taylor's Tip Time, and I want to share with you 5 ways to be an organized pet owner. Number 1, establish a place for your keys. Whether you put it on a hook or whether you put it in a bowl, establish a place so when it's time to walk the dog, you will actually be able to find it the first time you look. Number 2, keep the food items organized as well so you'll know what you have in stock, what you need to replace, etc. Keep pet care items organized and in a container. The same, you want to be able to find things the first time you look, and you don't want to have to buy something that you already own. Number 4, scan or file the paperwork. I shared with you earlier all the different types of certificates and licenses and information that you need to keep when you are a pet owner. So you can file it away, or you can scan it, or you can post it in the cloud. And, of course, keep the toys organized and accessible, whether you put it in a crate and in a basket, et cetera, so that when you or your pet is looking for an item, they'll be able to find it the first time they look. So those are my tips from Taylor's Tip Time. And, of course, if you or someone you know are in need of some type of organizing, please, and of course you feel like you're just a little too far away, I offer virtual sessions, help clients get organized, and I also help clients internationally get their lives in order as well. So be sure to visit my website at janetmtaylor.com and check out my virtual sessions. Well, of course, I want to say thank you. I thank you for your tweets, your retweets, your likes, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for all of you for following me via social media, which includes my Periscope and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community. Thank you so much. And, of course, also be sure to check out my Pinterest board. I have two boards, one for organizing your pets, but number 2, my favorite pets, because you can check out those as well. And that's on my Pinterest page. Well, today is Monday, so you know what tomorrow is. It's Toss It Tuesday. So periodically toss your pet's toys, just like our stuff. Sometimes we hold on to it a little bit longer, and it gets worn, and they get new pets and toys, and they no longer play with a certain type of toy, or they just never liked it. Periodically toss and purge their items as well. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip. So now moving on to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. My app suggestion is the ASPCA has a good line of aimed at helping tech-savvy pet owners. The ASPCA Pet Safety app is for Android or iPhone operating system, and it can help pet owners plan for pet safety during emergencies, national disasters, as well as extreme weather. The app presents safety and preparedness hints, suggestions on how to search for lost pets right after an emergency, and tools for storing pet information or creating a lost pet kit. So that's the ASPCA Safety App. My product suggestion is the bone-shaped pet toy storage basket from Bed Bath & Beyond. And my repurpose suggestion for this week is taking an old popcorn can and transforming it into storage for the pet food. So, of course, you can find my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and, of course, my repurpose suggestion by going to my Pinterest page. And I have a board for apps that will help you stay organized, a board for products that will help you stay organized, and, of course, my repurpose section as well. My quote for this week is, there is no royal road to anything, one thing at a time, all things in succession. That which grows fast withers as rapidly. That which grows slowly endures. Josiah Gilbert Holland. Again, there is no royal road to anything, one thing at a time, all things in succession. That which grows fast withers as rapidly. That which grows slowly endures. So I hope they'll let that sink in this week as you go about your week and as you go about your projects. And just know that, yes, you may be surrounded by clutter. Yes, you may need to organize your entire home, but just take a little at a time. I'm currently working with a couple of clients, and this one in particular, we are transforming her home, but also transforming her life. The first thing we did was we tackled her home office. We created actually a home office because her home office was in her dining room. So we transformed a bedroom into her home office. And now we are going to tackle her bedroom. And then, of course, she's going to tackle other areas in her home. And that's what you do. You just tackle a one section, one space at a time. I have friends, I have family who have just jump-started their spring cleaning projects because they are, one, you know, the basement got flooded, so they're rethinking the way they, of the things in their home. Another person wants to downsize because she's got the storage locker. So whatever your reason, just do one thing one day at a time. Make sure you schedule time for it. Make sure you keep yourself motivated and on course, and just do it. Just do it. You know, sometimes it seems like it's insurmountable, but just do it. Just do it a little bit at a time. So some upcoming podcasts I'm excited about is Mastering Your To-Do List with Keena Baker of Grind Different. She'll be here next week. I'm excited about that interview. Then Get Your Credit in Order, Tara Colquitt, because March is Credit Awareness Month. Then we're going to have Spring Clean Your Image with Andre Freeland. And, of course, after that, we are going to talk about ways you can actually make money off of your closet, because I know a lot of you out there listening have a lot of designer outfits that you have not worn, and maybe you want to wear, you want to buy something else, and you've made an investment. So we're going to talk about ways you can do that. We're going to talk about the Silk Roll. And then we're going to end March with organizing our hair care products. Because that's an area sometimes we don't really talk about a lot, but we all have the products that make our hair silkier, shinier, smoother, et cetera. And then sometimes products just don't work, or we go through a transition in the chemical textures of our bodies, and we just hold on to stuff. So we are going to have a celebrity stylist joining us and just sharing with us ways we can basically conquering her as well. So I am excited about that. And, of course, for those of you who do not know, I have resumed my Periscope Saturday, but But of course, if you don't follow me via Periscope, you can always, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, because once I do the Periscope, I upload it to YouTube so you can get notifications when there is a new video. My most recent ones were one, I did one on, you know, just dealing with my sentimental jewelry, the sentimental jewelry of my mother and how I needed to part with it and let some of it go. And, of course, before that, I shared all the stuff that I am getting rid of on my 365-day challenge. And then, of course, I shared with you the Tidy Box. Does anybody out there know what the Tidy Box is? It's a great subscription service where you get an organ box with organizing goodies each and every month. I'm a VIP member, so I love that product as well. So, but I just want to encourage you to continue on your journey to live in an organized life, whatever area you want to, whether it's your credit, your finances, your closet, your paperwork, your computer, whatever it is, just to continue on the journey and doing one thing at a time and writing it down and listing the things you need to do and scheduling time in your schedule. But most of all, you know, if you need some type of support, please feel free to reach out to me at janetmtaylor.com, whether you decide you want to join the Facebook group or you want a virtual session or you just want a session with me one-on-one because you are locally based. Please feel free to do so. So, again, there's no royal road to anything. One thing at a time. All things in succession. That which grows fast withers rapidly, but that which grows slowly endures. So go slow when you have decided to organize an area of your home and your life. Because a lot of times emotional things can be resurface. So you want to be able to manage the stuff, manage your emotions, but most of all, just strive on your journey to live that organized life. So please continue to reach out to me via social media. Please continue to post and comment on my social media page. Please continue to follow me via social media if you are writing, if you are not doing so already. Please let me know what are some of the topics you would love to hear. And, of course, if you are listening to me via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Park Coalition and Google Play and Overcast.fm, I want to thank you so much for joining me and for listening. And please share this podcast with your family, friends, as well as your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, you have a clutter-free day, but most of all, you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got